from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Hello everyone, you are listening to the English program by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today, I'm Steve Wilbin here with you with a lot of information about Indonesia. And of course, you can listen to this broadcast on the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And of course, you can also tune into the online streaming on our website, voanews.id, and the application RRI Digital, available for Android and iOS users. So without further ado, I'd like to begin with the newsline. Here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia encourages increased palm oil exports to Chile. Two Indonesian documentary heritages recognized by UNESCO. And here's the news in detail. Chile wants to export milk, cattle, and potatoes to Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman disclosed this after a meeting with Chilean Minister of Agriculture Esteban Valenzuela Van Trek in Jakarta on Monday. He welcomed the proposal positively, but emphasized that evaluation of domestic production and needs remains a priority, especially for potatoes. On the other hand, according to the minister, Indonesia is encouraging increased palm oil exports to the Chilean markets as a form of mutually beneficial partnerships.
The most important thing is that we collaborate for mutual benefit. There's something interesting I almost forgot about palm oil. We export palm oil, increase export there. We want to increase the export volume of palm oil. They agreed, we immediately shook hands.
Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman also explained that in the meeting, Indonesia and Chile agreed to exchange agricultural technology, especially water management. According to him, Chile has long experience in dealing with extreme drought for 14 years due to the El Niño, and is considered to have a strong and relevant water management system to be adopted in Indonesia. Indonesia has achieved another milestone in cultural diplomacy with the inclusion of two national documentary heritages in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. The detail by Ofra.
Indonesia has once again made its mark on the international stage through UNESCO's recognition of two national documentary heritage in the UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. Marking a new chapter in Indonesia's cultural diplomacy, this recognition was announced by the head of the National Archives of Indonesia and chair of the Indonesian National Committee for the Memory of the World Program, Mega Pinandito, during the webinar Reviving Indonesia's Documentary Heritage as a Collective Memory of the World on Tuesday in Jakarta. Mega Pinandito noted that this achievement is the result of a collaborative efforts among various stakeholders, including the National Library and Pura Mangkunegaran, to bring Indonesia's documentary heritage to global attention.
These two major achievements, reviving the Sang Hyang Siksa Kandang Karasian manuscript and registering the Mangkunegaran Javanese Dance Archives, have now officially been listed in UNESCO's Memory of the World. This success is the result of joint effort involving multiple stakeholders, the National Library Pura Mangkunegaran Surakarta, and the National Archives, all working together to promote Indonesia's documentary heritage.
He further emphasized that this success not only preserves ancestral legacies, but also strengthens Indonesia's role in promoting cultural values and knowledge to the global community. The Sanghyang Sisakandang Karesian manuscript, dating back to the 15th century, contains moral, social, and spiritual teachings of ancient Sundanese society. Meanwhile, the Mangkunegaran traditional dance archives represent the values of unity in the cultural diversity of Javanese traditions. The Memory of the World program is a global initiative by UNESCO that aims to preserve and provide access to the world's documentary heritage.
Indonesian Deputy Minister of Culture Giring Ganesha Jumario emphasized the importance of archives and manuscripts as vital parts of the nation's identity and history. In his speech at the webinar titled The Rise of Indonesia's Documentary Heritage as a Collective Memory of the World on Tuesday, he explained that archives and manuscripts are not just old documents being stored away, but they are living and relevant sources of learning for today's generation.
Dalam dunia yang bergerak cepat ini, arsip dan naskah memiliki peran penting.
In today's fast-moving world, archives and manuscripts play an important role as references that remind us of our origins, our national identity that must never be forgotten. They are valuable sources of learning and values inherited from our ancestors. Therefore, this memory only lives on if we make it relevant to the present.
Giring Ganesha affirmed the importance, we should say, the important role of young people as the driving force behind cultural preservation by treating archives and manuscripts not just a static heritage, but as a lifestyle to be lived on every day. He also highlighted Indonesia's achievement in inscribing 5 documentary heritages on UNESCO's Memory of the World list in 2022. Among others, the Letters of Kartini as proof of global recognition for the country's cultural richness. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Trade, has delivered a commitment to continue protecting consumers through a reliable measurement system. Full detail by Andi Romdoni.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso Tuesday conveyed the commitment of the Indonesian government both at the central and regional level to protect consumers in terms of measuring and weighing. He conveyed this in relation to the commemoration of World Metrology Day 2025 and the 150th anniversary of the Metro Convention, which took the theme Measurement for All Times for All People. In a statement delivered virtually and monitored from Jakarta, Budi Santoso said a reliable measurement system can support fair, transparent, and competitive trade both domestically and in the export market.
Melalui tema pengukuran untuk segala masa, untuk semua orang, saya yakin bahwa sistem pengukuran yang andal.
Through the theme of measurement for all times for all people, I am convinced that a reliable measurement system can support fair, transparent, and competitive trade, both domestically and in the export market. Accurate measurement is not just a technical matter, but the foundation of trust in trade. For that, collaboration between the central government and local government is needed to provide protection to consumers and foster the responsibility of the business world in terms of the accuracy of the measurement and weighing measurements and goods in a package state. Meanwhile, the acting head of the Indonesian National Standardization Agency, Justinus Kristianto Widiwardono, said that the commemoration of World Metrology Day was marked by the signing of the Metro Convention on May 20, 1875, by 17 countries. In the Meteorology Seminar for World Meteorology Day 2025, he said that although only a few countries signed the convention at that time, the Meteor Convention had become an important milestone in ensuring that measurement standardization took place systematically.
Walaupun hanya 17 negara, tapi adalah momen yang penting.
Although only 17 countries, it is an important moment because with this Meteor Convention, standardization related to this measurement can take place more systematically. Furthermore, Justinus Cristianto Widiwardono said that the Meteor Convention had also become the basis for the formation of the Bureau International de Poids et Mesures, or International Bureau of Weights and Measures, which had become the center of measurement standardization and had established the metric system as the international system for measuring quantities.
This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia is known for its largest, we should say, large livestock sector, which plays an important role in supporting national food security. But there are major challenges, namely the threat of animal diseases. To address this, the government is conducting research to control animal diseases and protect national food resilience. Full detail by Ranov.
At the Global Burden of Animal Disease Indonesia, cast to the International Symposium on Tuesday, head of the Veterinary Research Center, Harimurti Nuraji, said that the government through the National Research and Innovation Agency is commitment to building a stronger and data-driven system for controlling animal disease.
Oleh karena itu, kita menginisiasi kegiatan.
That's why we initiated the Global Burden of Animal Disease Indonesia case study to provide information and data about impact and economic value of animal diseases in different livestock sectors in Indonesia. This data will then be used to support policy implementation in animal health and disease control in the country.
Harimurti emphasized that the data will be used to prepare policy briefs that support the development and implementation of animals' health policies. He also said that this data-driven approach is expected to strengthen animals' health surveillance, prevent the spread of disease, and help protect Indonesia's food security.
The Ministry of Health has highlighted the risk of thalassemia in Indonesia, which is part of the genetic distribution area known as the Thalassemia Belt. In an online event commemorating the World Thalassemia Day 2025 on Tuesday, May 20th, the Director of Non-Communicable Disease Prevention and Control, Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi, emphasized the importance of early detection to prevent an increase in thalassemia major cases and to support national elimination efforts.
Indonesia is one of the countries located in the thalassemia belt. This is something we must be aware of, as the risk is very high, especially for our children. It is crucial that we detect thalassemia minor early, so it does not lead to more cases of thalassemia major. Secondly, we know that thalassemia can be eliminated. In other words, we can get rid of it.
Ini bisa kita lakukan eliminasi, artinya kita bisa hilangkan.
Furthermore, Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi explained that Indonesia has a great opportunity to eliminate thalassemia, following the example of neighboring countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, and Vietnam, which have managed to reduce the number of new cases to only one or two every 3 to 5 years. She expressed hope that through strong collaboration and public education, Indonesian children can grow and thrive free from thalassemia in the future. And listener, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia. And coming up next is the commentary titled Towards a Strong Indonesia by Anna Trichayakasi.
Today, May 20th, 2025, Indonesia commemorates the 117th National Awakening Day, which refers to the establishment of the Budi Utomo Organization on May 20th, 1908. It consists of students from various regions in Indonesia and was formed when the country was still under Dutch colonial rule. The establishment of this Indonesian youth organization is a symbol of the rise of collective awareness to unite and fight for the sovereignty and dignity of the Indonesian nation. The commemoration of National Awakening Day 2025 this time is an important momentum for the nation to strengthen the spirit of revival and progress. With the theme, Rise Together to Realize a Strong Indonesia, the whole nation, especially the younger generation, are invited to unite and work together in facing challenges and achieving common goals. To build strong and prosperous Indonesia, supporting aspects are certainly needed so that ideals are achieved, such as improving the quality of education to create a small and characterful generation. Also, strengthening and increasing economic growth more evenly and strongly to realize community welfare. In addition, good health services are also needed, as well as building the right infrastructure as a continuation of economic growth. Rising together also means cooperation and collaboration between stakeholders, including the government, society, and the private sector to realize the common goal of the national awakening. Based on the initial idea of the establishment of Budi Utomo to unite together against colonialism and dumping, now that the nation must unite to move together in the midst of uncertain global situation, it must be admitted that with such a vast territory and many ethnicity and full of differences, uniting is not an easy thing. However, Indonesia has proven since the establishment of Budi Utomo that the spirit of unity is in the soul of this nation. If in the past they were united to seize independence from the hands of the colonizers, now the Indonesian nation is united to be stronger towards a bright future. That was commentary.
Selamatkan aku dan ku menyelamatkanmu sekarang. Tapi tak sekalipun kisahku pernah kau bantah. Cerita kita tak jauh berbeda, tapi tambah luar. Sometimes I wonderful. Kamu sudah bukan ceritakan ke anak-anakku nanti bahwa aku pernah dicintai.
Listener, As Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Es Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call Es Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Es Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of Es Gempol Pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Terjatuh sendirian seperti
Still tuned to RRA World Service, Voice of Indonesia on VONS.ID, application RRA Digital and the shortwave 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. And listener, recently, not really recent though, in last month, we got a very viral series online called Adolescence. And this movie, this series, I should say, has sparked a lot of discussion and also decision by so many nations regarding the younger generation. And even in Indonesia, some local governments are bringing local teenagers who misbehave or even doing anti-social behaviors to the military barracks to get some a little bit rehab and also some education in there. And then comes up the question, what happens with our young generation? So in recently at the Voice of Indonesia studio, we had a talk regarding the younger generation and also in the family. We have a very, well, not saddening, but thought-provoking facts or maybe opinion from a sociologist of Jakarta State University, WNJ Rahmat Hidayat, that said that there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, they look frustration, depression, stress, and on the other side, it's very extreme. They try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? What the main reason? Because they don't have friends. They don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion. They have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy. They have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man. But they can talk with them because the parents, they're working every day. They arrive at home at night, and the children already sleep in the morning. The parent, they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, So it's, as I call, this is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
So what we need to do about it, you can get the answer by listening to the VOI talk on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
langit. Kali ini aku syukuri semua luka di diri. Sampai nanti.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia.
Seperti ini.
And that was Rory Parulian with Persona Sederhana or Simple. How do we call it Persona? I kind of forget. A Simple Attraction by Rory Parulian. And now I'd like to attract you to a very beautiful beach called Pogada Beach in the Indonesian Wonder.
Banggai Island Regency in central Sulawesi can be a tourism destination for those of you who love beach tourism. The Regency, in the form of island, is rich in charming natural charm, particularly the wonderful coast. If you want to relax while snorkeling and diving activities, you have to visit Poganda Beach to explore. It is located in the hamlet of Poganda, North Bulagi, Banggai Island Regency, central Sulawesi. Poganda Beach can be accessed for approximately 2 hours by driving from downtown of Banggai Island Regency, or about 2.5 hours from Luwuk by sea. To enter this beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket for 3,000 rupiah. Entering this beach, you can see the beauty of white sand and clear water. This beach has relatively calm waves, so it is safe for swimming. To see the beauty of the sea, you can snorkel and dive. You can also see the fish from the small pier, as well as the activities of the people who are fishing around this beach. Poganda Beach also has a beautiful sunrise and sunset panorama. Please don't miss the beauty of the sunrise and sunset at this beach. There are bamboo and coconut leaf, roofed buildings along the beach for resting. There are bamboo and coconut leaf roof buildings along the beach for resting. There are also several swings on the beach that can be used as photo spots. Poganda Beach is also equipped with bathrooms, parking lots, and restaurants.
You love me.
Indonesia.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listener, you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Kaki kecil berlari ke sana kemari sambil tertawa riang. Kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan. Hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang, berkumpul bersama teman dan bersenang-senang.
La 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 la. Terbang bersama kupu-kupu, bermain pelangi, bersama dewa-dewi.
Sama teman-teman
I'd like to tell you, you can send WhatsApp to our number +62 821 2381 2130. And I'd like to read a message from Khalap Abbas from Faisalabad, Pakistan. He is talking about the World IBD Day. IBD is short for Inflammatory Bowel Disease, which is observed every May 19th. And he is sharing with us the meaning of the world of the World IBD Day, which says that the inflammatory bowel disease is an umbrella term for chronic inflammatory bowel diseases, and it seems that IBD is an autoimmune disease too, which means that body's immune system develop exaggerated strong inflammatory reactions, and in 2017, with estimated 6.8 million cases of IBD, well, almost 1 billion lost their lives, which is quite sad. And thank you very much, Khalap Abbas, for sharing this with us. So we wish that the listeners will have more awareness about the inflammatory bowel disease, which actually you need to take care of it. And not only IBD, but also other diseases too. You get consult with the doctor. You should not be, how do we call it, consulting to the internet only, but you gotta consult to the doctor so that everybody will be healthier and maybe can minimize the impact. And then, listener, we'd like to move on to the next one. We have the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, nama saya Rahma.
Hello, my name is Rahma.
Hi, saya Ray.
Hi, I'm Ray.
Now it's your turn. Let's answer this question.
Siapa nama kamu? Siapa nama kamu? What's your name? Answer by saying nama saya.
Insight of the day.
When greeting or introducing yourself, it is a good habit in Indonesia to shake hands and give slight nod. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words only on Let's Speak Indonesia. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next is the Music Corner.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Topei tudo, topei tudo. La galiga rondado, la galiga rondado. Foi la lenha pompiri, foi la lenha pompiri. Topei, topei, topei tudo, topei tudo. La galiga rondado, la galiga rondado. Foi la lenha pompiri, foi la lenha pompiri.
I'd like to say thank you very much for people joining the English program by The Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget that you can send us a lot of comments, questions, or even requests to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, VOA _ official. More from The Voice of Indonesia is also available on our YouTube channel, VOA Official. And don't forget to download the mobile app, RRE Digital, available for Android and iOS. And more from Indonesia still coming up next on Voice of Indonesia. So stay tuned on RRE Service, Voice of Indonesia.